Yeah, well, on Sunday, I received a phone call from a concerned angler whose wife had seen fresh trout from Norway and from Scotland in the Kingston Coles supermarket. They rang me because they knew of my involvement in biosecurity and fish in particular. We followed it through first thing Monday morning with Inland Fisheries and then Tasmanian Biosecurity to get it checked out.
Did it surprise you that that was the case, that it was actually being sold in Tasmania?
It was a little bit of a surprise. The big supermarkets move a heap of food around and, you know, I don't think any biosecurity can't be breached in the way that the volumes are moved.
What do you know about the length of time this product may have been on the shelf?
Tony, I got a report yesterday that somebody saw it up to a month ago on the shelf and didn't report it, but they had seen it and purchased it and used it. I can't verify that, but I think the question's got to be asked of Coles and they've got to come clean and just tell us when they actually started shipping this into Tasmania.
Ken, why should recreational fishers be concerned about fresh fish coming into the supermarkets and being sold in Tasmania?
Well, the fight I was involved with some 11 years ago was trying to stop Canadian salmon imports, fresh and frozen. Because of the disease pathogens these fish can carry, our wild brown trout, recognised all over the world now as the purest strain of wild brown trout left anywhere in the world. They're a specific strain of fish and they've got to be protected. Our fishery is worth multi-millions of dollars, both to the recreational users and to our tourism industry.
I suppose people are thinking, well, how if you buy something in a supermarket shelf, could that then relate back to wild fish?
Yeah, well, the disease pathogens can be carried on skin and certainly survive freezing. There are many, many salmonid diseases out there today that basically a lot were created in the salmon farming industry in Norway and in Scotland. If you discard any of that product and it gets into our watershed, the potential is that it will release those pathogens into our watershed and we could find diseases exploding. Our fish are naive to disease here. Our wild brown trout are naive to disease and pretty horrific to think what would happen should they get one of these diseases.
How many diseases are we talking about?
Well, on my last count, and I could I stand to be corrected, my last count, there were 28 different salmonid diseases that would affect either Atlantic salmon or our wild brown trout fishery. And salmon and trout are such a close cousin, you can actually cross them. So what affects one will affect the other, and that's what we've got to protect. As we're aware, the salmon industry is worth $500 million a year to Tasmania, and the recreational fishery and the tourism side is worth about $120 million. So it's all substantial for Tassie.
Now, we're seeing lots more visitors to the state, agriculture and aquaculture expanding. Are we keeping up with the need to protect producers from these sort of possible incursions?
Well, I don't know what more we can do. I mean, when I was involved in this many years ago with Premier Bacon, we put this biosecurity wall around Tasmania. It really hadn't been done before, and the federal government thought they may even challenge it at one stage, but we put this wall there to protect Tasmania and protect our animal and farming welfare. It's working to a degree, but this breach, I believe Coles have got to be held responsible for it, and there should be some penalty incurred.